Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October the 7th, 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we actually saw a lot of U.S. equity indices trade lower in the beginning of the day, but rally in the afternoon and move back into positive territory. The leader to the upside was the Nasdaq Composite, up 47 basis points, followed by the Russell 1000, up 43 basis points. We did see the Russell 2000 not be able to regain like the other U.S. equity indices did, and it's now, or it finished up the day down 60 basis points. We did see a bit of an exhale out of crude oil after a strong few trading days there as it moved to new multi-year highs, but yesterday's action saw it down 1.9%. Taking a look at the chart of the S&P 500 this morning, we did see it reverse down into O's early in yesterday's trading action, but ultimately it wasn't impacted too much from there. We actually might even see it reverse back up as it opens up this morning when we saw it, because we saw it trade higher after moving lower. Again, we can only chart in one direction as far as our system is concerned, but we may see a reversal back into a column of X's if we saw it rebound up to the 4360 level. And if that occurs, it would form a potential double top here. But at the moment, it's a lower top on the chart. We continue to monitor to see if many of these U.S. equity index charts are able to return to buy signals with some of these reversals or rallies that we see in the latter half of the day. But again, not for sure at the moment. Looks like it may appear that we would see it form a double top here at 4360, but we'll continue to monitor that as today's action goes along. On the chart of the Russell 2000, similar UT, we did see with yesterday's action that it gave a second consecutive sell signal. It gave a sell signal in the latter part of March after giving two consecutive buy signals in a rally, but it's now given a second consecutive sell signal. At this point, there are not many U.S. equity indexes that are just shy of two consecutive sell signals. We've seen actually most give three or even four consecutive sell signals at this moment, with the lone exception being the Russell 2000, which, as we discussed, gave its second consecutive sell signal with recent action or with yesterday's action. Today, we wanted to take a little bit of a look at a sector we haven't talked about in a while, mainly due to the fact that it's reaching somewhat washed out territory as far as many funds are concerned, and that's going to be the healthcare, and briefly touch on biotechnology, because we've seen biotechnology fall back into this red zone and below a score of 2.5 for the first time really since March of this year. And actually looking at the score history of just broader healthcare funds, we've seen it fall down to this 2.76 level, which is levels we haven't really seen since May and earlier this year. Similar case for biotechs as it's fallen down to that score of 2.5. And looking at the weekly overbought oversold, average weekly overbought oversold, reading for these two groups on the asset class group scores, they're now over 80% oversold, which is the lowest level we've really seen since earlier this year. Even when we saw some of the sell-off and some of the weaker scores in May, they were teetering right around, you know, in the middle of their trading band as far as overbought oversold readings go. But now they're in washed out or nearing washed out territory and reaching their lowest level that we've seen since March of this year. On the indicator front, taking a look there, we see the bullish percent for broader healthcare, symbol caret BPECHEALTH. That's a mouthful. We're at another O with yesterday's action at down to 28%, matching its lowest level that we saw it hit in August. At this point, a move to 26 would be the lowest level we've seen on the chart since March of 2020. What this is suggesting is that we're seeing more and more stocks in the healthcare sector move to sell signals and potentially, in that case, violate further support. Furthering that case for some of the near-term weakness that we've seen is the RS and X's for healthcare, symbol caret RSXECHEALTH. It reversed down with yesterday's action to 36, suggesting that now only 36% of healthcare stocks are showing near-term outperformance versus the market. We'd seen a bit of a brief rally off of a lower level at 22 in August and moved up to 42 by September. But ultimately, we've now seen that reverse down and suggesting that we're seeing a lessening of stocks able to show near-term outperformance versus the S&P 500 Equal Weight Index. And really, all a lot of this conversation is just to say that we've seen healthcare fall in Bali. We've seen weaker scores, moving back to lower scores, some of the low scores we've seen, but we've also seen this move into a little bit of washed out territory. So if you do own healthcare exposure and your stock there or position that you own is giving consecutive sell signals, violating key levels of support, moving to potentially washed out levels, you may look for a bounce to potentially trim or step away from the position, depending on your cost basis and how long you have owned it. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular position you own or just about talking, what sectors to look into at the moment, feel free to give the Dorsey Wright Analyst team a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a good Thursday.